for a free quote today. T-M-O-W-S.
Attention military personnel. This Memorial Day, Mossy of Picayune is proud to announce our month-long military appreciation event. That's right. We're rolling out the red carpet for our brave men and women in uniform with exclusive discounts and specials on our entire inventory. Whether you're in the market for a rugged truck, sleek sedan, or spacious SUV, Mossy of Picayune has the perfect vehicle for you. Don't wait. Come to Mossy of Picayune today and let us show our gratitude for your service. Mossy of Picayune. I-59 Exit 4 or online at MossySuperstore.com. Mossy of Picayune, where we salute our troops every day.
Trying to buy or sell your car, truck, or motorcycle? Gulf Coast Motorsports Magazine's classified ads are viewed by thousands of people each month. Picture ads are only $10, and non-picture ads are only $5, and that's for 2 months.
Find out more at GulfCoastMotorsports.com.
In your forecast from the Mississippi Power Weather Center, remaining warm tonight, partly cloudy, overnight low 75, then mostly sunny with a high of 89 tomorrow. Look for more sunshine Sunday and Monday, highs both days around 90. Next chance of rain, possibly Tuesday.
Cruisin' through one great memory after another. Cruisin' WGCM.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for the action on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers, Connecticut Sausage, Pafford EMS, Lasard Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Qdoba Mexican Eats, Renova Roofing, Glass Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth at Shuckers Ballpark in Biloxi. Jampic Blake alongside you, and welcome inside one of the most exciting games we'll have all season long. It's the Biloxi Shuckers at 18-24 against the Birmingham Barons at 27-14 on the season. It is a pitching matchup that has grabbed headlines across minor league baseball. Jacob Mizorowski, the right-handed arm, 24th-ranked overall prospect and the top pitching prospect in the Brewers system, goes up against the righty Drew Thorpe, who leads the Southern League in ERA at a 1.50, following up a 14-2 campaign a year ago. He's 6-1 this season in Double A. Javik Blake alongside you. The Shuckers are trying to stretch their way back into the win column. They've lost two straight heartbreakers, 8-4 on Wednesday in 10 innings and 5-4 last night in 10 innings, despite a furious ninth inning comeback. Three runs in the bottom of the ninth inning to come back from down 4-1 to tie the game at 4. It was capped off by a Darian Miller 2-RBI triple, but Caleb Freeman into the game as a reliever for the Barons, stranded the winning run at third for Biloxi. The Barons scored one in the extra frame, and Jordan Michael pitched a perfect 10th inning to end the day and give the Barons their league-leading 27th win of the season. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time for today's pregame interview. And as always on Fridays, we are joined by Shuckers manager Joe Erolt to chat a bit about the Hawaiian shirts out at BP today, a little bit about the fight from this Shuckers team, and a bit about what shoes he's wearing as we head to Memorial Day weekend. The Shuckers are breaking out their special Memorial Day caps tonight. That comes your way next. First pitch at 6:35 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper at Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Be the all-star of your team with the sweet experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Shuckers pregame show. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm David Blake, and as always on Fridays, we are joined by Shuckers manager Joe Arault. Skip, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, glad to be here.
Full-fledged Hawaiian Friday, as always, guys rocking out with the Hawaiian shirts. You're wearing one from back in your days with the Carolina Mudcats, their Copa identity. How fun is it to see guys get loose a little bit and kind of wear out the Hawaiian shirts?
You gotta love it. Just carrying on the tradition. Keston Hiura back in the day, you know, he always wore them to the yard. We started doing it, and thanks to Jonah Mergen for sending this shirt up to me from Carolina.
There's been a lot of fight from this team the last few nights, a couple of late comebacks. How good has that been to see this team fight down to the wire the last couple of days?
Oh, all season long. I mean, these guys, they're not going to give up. It was great to, we were down, I think, 4-1 in the ninth, put up three, had a chance with the runner on third, nobody out, but couldn't get it done. You know, we just got to do a better job with runners in scoring position, knocking those guys in.
On the development side of things, it seems like every other game it has been a one or two run game this season. How much has that helped guys develop playing in those late close games this year?
I think it's great. Whenever the game's on the line, especially extra innings and you know, and then towards the end of a season when games are you're in a playoff race, all those things, you know, true character comes out when the heat's on the line.
And yeah, it's been a couple of tough games this series, but it's been up against one of the best teams at the AA level record-wise in the Barons. How much confidence does that give the clubhouse being in those close situations late?
Oh, I know these guys feel like we feel like we have a chance every night to win ball games. But, tip our hat the last couple nights to those guys. They had some good at-bats late, putting up five runs in the 10th inning against us two nights ago. That was a tough one, but like I said, we feel like we can win every ballgame.
The bullpen has put you guys in a great spot to win those ball games, especially last night. Caleb Bowman, 3 1/3 scoreless. Sam Gardner, 3 scoreless innings. How important has it been to you to see guys getting length out of that bullpen?
Oh, huge. Just being able to, you know, show versatility, it only increases their value, you know, when they get up to AAA and hopefully some of them in the big leagues. I mean, showing they can go multiple innings.
When Sam Gardner and Caleb Bowman, both guys the Brewers signed out of independent ball, how much does that really emphasize the scouting department of this organization, having those guys compete in a big way at the AA level, coming from everywhere but being drafted?
Oh, it's great. Our scouts, you know, amateur guys, pro guys, all of them doing a great job. As a matter of fact, we had Brian Gale in town for the last, you know, 3-4 days, came in for a little pre-draft workout, and you know, he's one of our guys, you know, scouring those independent leagues and bringing guys in, and all the guys that I've managed through the years he's brought in, they've done a heck of a job.
How much do you enjoy managing guys from a number of different backgrounds? This team, you have guys who were drafted, you have guys who were traded over to the organization, international free agents, guys who were signed out of indie ball, and even some undrafted free agents.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me where they're from as long as they're going out there, giving it their all, and, you know, working hard to get outs on the mound and get their knocks and help the team win at the plate.
Bradley Blaylock got called up to the big leagues at the tail end of last series officially on Monday. How incredible of a moment was that to get to tell him the news?
Oh, it was awesome. It was too bad it wasn't in person. I was actually driving home. I told Will to make sure he was on the same bus as Blaylock. We thought it could go down, but I FaceTimed Bradley and talked to him about it, and I think, shoot, both of us got a little teary-eyed. I was really happy for him. Brought back memories of my call-up and talking to my manager, and was really cool to tell him he was going to the show.
Was that the first time you've ever been able to do that?
Yeah, I had a guy, Alex Hall, went up to the big leagues when I was in Wisconsin. I had COVID, so I missed out on that one. Had another guy that was almost in the big leagues, depending on what went down, would have been an emergency. Joey Matulovich, we've had guys that, you know, go up just in case on occasion. But, yeah, that was probably the first official one.
Well, you mentioned that it brought back memories of when you got called up to the big leagues. What was that like?
Oh, incredible. A guy named Bill Fisher, our pitching coach in Richmond, Virginia, he started yelling at me. I was on the line warming up for the game, just warming up the pitcher. He's screaming at me, "Get inside, you're not playing today." And I'm like, man, what the heck is going on? Well, little did I know he was following in behind me. And Bill Dancy told me I was going up to the big league. He said, "I'm not catching tonight. You're going to Chicago. You're going to be in the show." But that was pretty cool.
Brock Wilken has been getting real hot this series. A big home run a couple nights ago. 5-for-14 this week. How nice has it been to see from him to continue to put together good at-bats after coming back, getting hit in the face at this point just over a month ago?
Yeah, I mean, getting back here this quick, I mean, the recovery, everything incredible, and having a guy like that back in the lineup is great. I mean, it's good to see him. He looks comfortable in the box, been making plays on defense, and it's good to see him, that bat heating up.
I know the guys in the clubhouse are excited. The camo hats today, the beach chickens tomorrow. How excited are you with all the different hats and identities you got going on this weekend?
I love it. I think it's great, man. Just mixing it up, having a little flow going. You know, I really love the camo. I'm looking forward to being a beach chicken tomorrow.
Well, and I know you're big on the sneaker set of things. You got any special kicks for the weekend planned out?
I got some new Balance from Jacob Mizorowski, the camo New Balance. Also, got some Grandpa New Balance he gave me. They got the little blue N on there. If I can rock those with some jeans off the field, it'll be sweet kicks.
Well, there we go. Thanks so much, Skip, as always.
Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers Barons coming up next.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0916.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville in Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville in Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's. We're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We are getting set for first pitch, scheduled for 6:35 between the Biloxi Shuckers at 18-24 and the Birmingham Barons at 27-14. Javik Blake alongside you. Time to take a look at tonight's starting pitching matchup. It is a dynamite starting pitching matchup for the Shuckers. It's the righty Jacob Mizorowski, the top prospect in the Brewers system, number 24 overall by MLB Pipeline. He has a 2.32 ERA over 8 starts this year. 31 innings pitched, 25 walks, 44 strikeouts. The big thing for Mizorowski, nobody's figured out how to hit him. Opponents hitting just 125 against him this season. That is the best out of anybody in AA who has thrown at least 30 innings in 2024. Meanwhile, it's the righty Drew Thorpe who goes for the Barons, the 56th ranked overall prospect by MLB Pipeline, and a changeup that grades out at a 70 out of 80. An elite pitch for Thorpe that's helped him to a 6-1 record with a league-best 1.50 ERA. Today's his ninth start, and his first eight starts, he's thrown 42 innings, 13 walks, 40 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 179 against him. Time to take a look at the starting lineups. First, for the Birmingham Barons, they are built by Renova Roofing. Terrell Tatum leads it off from the left side. Jacob Gonzalez, who has gotten off to a scorching hot start at the AA level. He has a hit in three straight games, and he's 7-for-14 in his first three games at the AA level. Brooks Baldwin, your Southern League batting leader, is in the three spot. Edgar Caro, tied for the league lead with 7 homers, leads the league with 32 driven in. He is in the cleanup spot. Tim Elko bats behind him, right-handed bat playing first. Then it's Wilford Varis, Michael Turner, Jacob Burt, and Jason Matthews to round out the order. Meanwhile, for the Shuckers, Eric Brown Jr. leads it off at the shortstop position. His third multi-hit game of the year was last night in a 2-for-5 performance. Mike Bovee bats second, DHing today. Brock Wilkin bats in the three spot. Ernesto Martinez Jr. bats cleanup, team high, 4 homers and 21 driven in this season. Carlos Rodriguez behind him bats fifth. Darian Miller's in the sixth spot. He had the game-tying triple last night, followed by Noah Campbell, Xavier Warren, and Ethan Murray to round out the order. The Barons have taken each of the first three games in this series. Shuckers have lost each of the last two in extras. Looking to get back in the win column today and do it with their ace on the hill in Jacob Mizorowski. That'll do it for today's edition of the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We'll take a break when we come back. It's First Pitch, Shuckers Barons at Shuckers Ballpark. We're back after this.
Bring the pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got a neck of sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Pitch, runners go. Wilkin hammers it deep to left. Dyer's back. It is fair. Gone. Grand slam. Brock Wilkin, and it's 9-1. Gets it back up the middle. Zamora ranges over, slides, gets it at short. Fires the first in time. Third base side. Wilkin backhands it into foul territory. Pirouettes, fires the first. Balby the pick.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCN.
Meeker comes home. Tip foul into Miller's glove. Strike three, and it's five in a row.
Your home for the AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers all season long.
And drives it in the right down. Ball game over. Xavier Warren, the hero. Lamar Sparks scores, and it's a 9-8 Shuckers winner.
Time to head out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
Happy Friday and welcome to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. What a box office matchup we have tonight. The righty Jacob Mizorowski, 24th ranked overall prospect in the entirety of professional baseball, top ranked prospect in the Brewers system, goes up against the 56th ranked overall prospect in baseball in Drew Thorpe. Shuckers enter today at 18-24, the Barons at 27-14. Javik Blake alongside you. Thanks so much for joining us on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and as the MILB-TV free game of the day across the country and the world. Jacob Mizorowski gets the start. The tall righty stands in at 6'7", 200 pounds, 2.32 ERA on the season, does not have a record. 8 starts, 31 innings pitched, 25 walks, 44 strikeouts, and opponents hitting just 125 against him. For the Barons, it's a lineup that's built by Renova Roofing. Terrell Tatum's in the leadoff spot. Jacob Gonzalez bats second. Brooks Baldwin bats third. Edgar Caro back in the lineup after an off day yesterday. He is in the cleanup spot. Lineup rounds out with Tim Elko, Wilford Barris, Michael Turner, Jacob Bird, and Jason Matthews. We're set and ready to go. 86 degrees and partly cloudy. The wind steadily in from right at 9 miles an hour. It's the first time we have seen that in this series, something that helps out pitching a lot in this ballpark with the wind whipping in right off the Gulf of Mexico. The lefty Terrell Tatum stands in against the righty Jacob Mizorowski, and away we go on a gorgeous Friday night for baseball. Sun is shining, 86 degrees, and here we go. First pitch misses up at 97, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers tonight are wearing their special Armed Forces Weekend caps. White jerseys, white bottoms, 1-0 pitch, wave and a miss. Fastball top of the zone at 98, and the count evens 1-1. Meanwhile, for the Barons, they're wearing their black alternate Magic City uniforms with gray pants. The 1-1 pitch. Tatum takes inside, and the count goes to 2-1. Tatum sitting 245 this year, 2 homers, 22 driven in a 367 OBP. The pitch. Tatum rolls it to first. Martinez Jr. is there. Underhands to Mizorowski, who taps first. One up, one down. Brings up the lefty Jacob Gonzalez. Time to set the starting defense for Biloxi. Ernesto Martinez Jr. is at first. Ethan Murray's at second. Eric Brown Jr. commands short. Brock Wilkins at third. And Tyrion Miller is behind the plate. Outfield from left to right. Xavier Warren, Carlos Rodriguez, and Noah Campbell. Jacob Gonzalez stands in very back of the left-handed box. Mizorowski delivers. Curveball misses away. And the count goes to 1-0. It's a 4-pitch mix for Mizorowski. Fastball, curveball, slider, and a cutter. That slider, one of the filthiest pitches in his arsenal. It's a big strikeout pitch. It comes home. Misses up and in. Fastball at 96. And the count goes to 2-0. Gonzalez today playing in his fourth double-A game. He's 7 for his first 14 at the level. The homer and 3 driven in. The 2-0 pitch. He swings and lines it to left. Warren back on it towards the warning track. It's over his head, and then one hops the wall and deflects back in towards the outfield grass. Gonzalez chugs it a second. Greenlee comes in towards third. Gonzalez now has a hit in each of his first four games at the AA level. And it brings up the switch hitter, Brooks Baldwin. That is just the third extra base hit allowed by Mizorowski this season. Just the third extra base hit allowed in 133 plate appearances. Brooks Baldwin digs in, hitting 358 on the season. He's at the back of the left-handed box. Mizorowski takes a moment, now delivers. Misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 1-0. Baldwin leads the league in average at 358, leads the Barons with a 435 OBP and a 928 OPS. The 1-0 pitch. Baldwin takes up and in. Curveball at 83. The count goes to 2-0. Randy Mizorowski sets. Now the pitch. Baldwin swings and punches it out towards short center. Rodriguez a long way in, and it drops in for a single. He grabs it on a hop. Gonzalez to third. Baldwin reaches in a bloop single. And now runners in the corners with one away for the switch hitter, Edgar Caro, who just like the first three batters, will come up from the left side. Caro digs in at the very back of the left-handed box. Runners in the corners just one away. We're scoreless and underway in the top of the first inning. Started all of 5 minutes ago. The pitch. Wave and a miss from Caro. Fastball at 96. And the count goes to 0-1. Mizorowski can get it up there with the fastball. He has yet to hit 100 this year, but he sat 99 on the fastball in two different starts. The pitch. Popped up. Out to short left center. Brown Jr., the shortstop, is under it, and he makes the catch. Comes in at 96. Caro hit that thing just about straight up. And now two away for the righty, Tim Elko. The big thing for Mizorowski right now is that fastball is still blazing in. He's been sitting 96 to 97 on it tonight. Righty Tim Elko stands in, but first Arian Miller dots up his gear with the first and third signs. Brooks Baldwin is at first. Jacob Gonzalez is at third. Mizorowski trying to work around some base runners in the first for a scoreless frame. The pitch to Elko. Wave and a miss. A filthy 90-mile-an-hour slider, and the count goes to 0-1. That might be one of the hardest sliders we've seen him throw all season. Elko hitting 282 on the season with a 759 OPS. The 0-1 pitch. Popped foul behind home plate and out of play. Another 90-mile-an-hour slider. The count goes to 0-2. Mizorowski's dotted back-to-back 90-mile-an-hour sliders. See what he goes with here. He's up in the count. No balls and two strikes. Now the pitch. Misses up and away. Fastball at 97. The count goes to 1-2. Elko yesterday went 2-for-4. Reached base three different times. He had the big RBI single in the top of the 10th inning for Birmingham. Ended up leading them to a 5-4 win. The 1-2 pitch misses away. Miller goes into the left-handed batter's box to snag it. The count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. We're scoreless in the top of the first inning. Birmingham has runners in the corners. Mizorowski fires. Chopped foul right into the on-deck circle. Wilford Varus is there to snag it. Count stays at 2-2. Mizorowski threw that slider at 87. Tried to change up the bat speed a little bit from Elko. Disrupt the timing. He's gone fastballs and sliders to him this at-bat. The 2-2 pitch. Wave and a miss. He throws a hammer of a curveball and strikes out Elko to strand two. No runs, two hits, no errors, two runners left on base. An 84-mile-an-hour curveball gets Elko swinging, and we head to the bottom of the first. We're scoreless in the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
We're off to the bottom of the first inning. Jacob Mizorowski tossed a scoreless top of the first, and now things turn over to the other top 100 prospect as a starting pitcher today. It's the righty Drew Thorpe, who goes for Birmingham. He's 6-1 with a league-best 1.50 ERA. Today's his ninth start, 42 innings, 13 walks, 40 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 179 against him. Eric Brown Jr. digs in from the right side. He leads off a Shuckers lineup that's built by Renova Roofing. Thorpe delivers. The first pitch misses up and away. It's a 90-mile-an-hour fastball, and the count goes to 1-0. Thorpe's big pitch is the changeup. The 1-0 delivery. Brown Jr. swings and lines it out to left center. Burke is back on it, reaches up, and he makes the catch. On a 92-mile-an-hour fastball, he cranked it. Off the bat at 101 miles an hour. You can hear the crack of that bat. Doesn't matter where you are. Lefty Mike Bovey stands in. The pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. It's a slider at 84. Bovey's hitting 299 on the year with a 361 OBP. The 0-1 pitch. Bovey takes a changeup low at 82. The count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Bovey takes low and the count goes to 2-1. Thorpe fires, misses away, and the count goes to 3-1. Thorpe is a 5-pitch guy. Fastball, curveball, slider, changeup, and a cutter. The 3-1 pitch. Bovey swings and drifts it out to left center. Burke is over. The left fielder Varus is under, and he makes the catch. Quickly two away, and it brings up the righty Brock Wilkin. Starting defense today for Birmingham. Wilford Varus is in left. Jacob Burke is in center. Terrell Tatum's in right. Jason Matthews at third. Brooks Baldwin at short. Jacob Gonzalez at second. Tim Elko at first. and Michael Turner is behind the plate. Two out, nobody on in the last of the first inning. The pitch. Brock Wilkin takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. Wilkins in at the very back of the right-handed box. The 1-0 delivery. Wilkin takes low, and the count goes to 2-0. You see a lot of guys with specialty cleats throughout the year. At some point, you'll see random animals, an elephant, something like that. Well, the Shuckers have done a real cool thing this weekend. The 2-0 pitch. Wilkin takes low, and the count runs to 3-0. That was a changeup at 82. Brock Wilkin and Jacob Mizorowski are wearing special New Balance cleats with the Armed Forces logos on the inside of each shoe. The 3-0 pitch is a called strike on the inside corner, a 90-mile-an-hour fastball, and the count goes to 3-1. And then inside the N of the New Balance logo is the military camouflage that they're wearing for Memorial Day weekend. The pitch misses low, and Brock Wilkin works a walk. That extends his on-base streak to 7 straight. And brings up the lefty, Ernesto Martinez Jr. Martinez Jr. hitting 286 this year. One on, two away in a scoreless game. Bottom of the first. The pitch. He swings and dribbles it foul between his legs. The count goes to 0-1. Thorpe is a guy that is in his first season in the White Sox organization. He's had a wild last 12 months. The 0-1 pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. Changeup at 83. And the count goes 10-2. Last year, he was with the Yankees organization, was traded to San Diego this offseason in part of the package for Juan Soto. The 0-2 pitch. Martinez Jr. chops it to first. Elko has it, taps on the bag, and that ends the inning. Well, just to finish that out, Thorpe did not even finish spring training with the Padres before being traded to the White Sox in a package that was in exchange for Dylan Cease. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. The end of the second. Scoreless. Jacob Mizorowski back to the hill on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it for business or personal use. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
We enter the top of the second inning. Shuckers, Barons are scoreless. Righty Jacob Mizorowski back to the hill. Fires home to the righty Wilfred Varus. First pitch is a slider at 91, and the count goes to 0-1. That slider tonight has been ridiculous. It's now been up to 91. He touched 90 on back-to-back pitches to Tim Elko in the first. The 0-1 pitch. Rolled to third. Wilkin stabs at it towards second. Fires to first in time. And he retires Varus. That was a 100-mile-an-hour ground ball to his left. Wilkin ranged over towards second. Snagged it. And threw a dart to first. retires Veras for the first down. Brings up the lefty, Michael Turner. We're scoreless in the top of the second inning. A highly touted pitching duel tonight between Jacob Mizorowski and Drew Thorpe for Birmingham. The pitch. Turner takes inside. That almost got him right on the shin at 96. And the count goes to 1-0. Turner, the starting catcher today for the Barons. He's hitting 163 this season with a 301 OBP. Mizorowski delivers. Wave and a miss. Fastball at 97. And the count evens, one ball and one strike. Mizorowski struck out one in the first. It was against Tim Elko that ended the inning. The 1-1 pitch. Wave and a miss. Turner way behind 96. And the count at 1-2. 96 miles an hour. About 7 feet of extension. So it's 97 coming at you from about 53 feet. With 2,700 RPMs of spin. That's something you see from some big league curveballs. Not a fastball. The 1-2 pitch. Broken bat, line drive out to right. Campbell in on it, and one hops him. That's the third hit of the day for the Barons. Outside of Jacob Gonzalez's double. None of them have been hit exceptionally hard. That ties Mizorowski's season high for hits allowed in a start. And it brings up the righty, Jacob Burke. Burke's hitting 196 this year at the very back of the right-handed box. Mizorowski fires. Misses up and in. 96. And the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Lifted foul territory first base side. Martinez Jr. is over towards the camera well, and it's off the top of the dugout. Deflects into the seats. That foul ball is brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. 1-1 the count to Burke. Right-handed hitting center fielder today for the Barons. Mizorowski fires. Fastball hugs the inside corner at 95. And the count goes to 1-2. A long wait. Now the pitch. Rolled to second. Murray grabs it on the run. It's under his glove. Thought he had it for a moment, just out of his reach. It's a single for Burke. It's the fourth hit of the game for Birmingham. And it brings up the righty, Jason Matthews. That was a tough play to make for Murray. It had a long way to go into the hole. Even if he got to it, Turner would have been safe at second either way. But now runners on first and second with one away for the righty, Jason Matthews. Four hits tonight for Birmingham. Most hits any team has had in a start against Mizorowski this season. The pitch. Matthews takes up. It's a fastball at 93. And the count goes to 1-0. Matthews in the ninth spot in the order is hitting 186 with a 298 OBP. We're scoreless with one away in the top of the second. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball pops them in on the outside corner at 94. And the count evens 1-1. Mizorowski's 22 years old. Born and raised in Blue Springs, Missouri. Spent his entire amateur career in Missouri. High school ball at Green Valley High School in Missouri. The 1-1 pitch. Slider misses away at 91, and the count goes to two balls and one strike. After high school, he attended Crowder College in Missouri. After that, joined the pro ranks with the Brewers and has worked his way up to Double A. The pitch misses away and the count goes to 3-1. Today is Mizorowski's 31st career start. Made 20 starts a year ago between Single A Carolina, High A Wisconsin, and Double A Biloxi. Now is making his ninth start of the year in Double A in 2024. The 3-1 pitch. Matthews fouls it back. It's a fastball at 97. And the count goes to 3-2. Turner at second, Burke at first. It's a scoreless game in the top of the second inning. Mizorowski is hunting for a strikeout right now, and it would be a massive one. The 3-2 pitch misses off the inside corner with a slider at 89, and they're loaded up with one away for Terrell Tatum at the top of the order. Turner at third, Burke at second, Matthews at first. We're scoreless in the top of the second inning. Tatum grounded out to first, back in the first. Wilkin, by the way, comes in for Biloxi at third. The righty Mizorowski fires. It's a curveball that misses away at 81, and the count goes to 1-0. Did not miss by much. The 1-0 pitch misses away. Fastball at 94, and the count goes to 2-0. That was Mizorowski's 36th pitch of the night. There's just one out in the top of the second inning. He's thrown over 75 pitches in each of his last three starts. He's topped out this year at 87. The 2-0 pitch misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 3-0. Mizorowski fires, misses inside to Tatum, ball four, and it's a bases loaded walk. It drives in Turner, Burke to third, Matthews to second, Tatum to first. He drives in his 23rd run of the year, and it's 1-0 Birmingham. Still just one out, the bases loaded for Jacob Gonzalez. Brings out Shuckers pitching coach Will Shearholz and the entire Shuckers infield. Gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
Cruising. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Shuckers Ballpark. Javik Blake back alongside you. There's one away in the top of the second inning. The righty Jacob Mizorowski has found himself in a bit of trouble here in the second. Bases loaded, one run already in, and a bases loaded walk issued to the lefty Terrell Tatum. And it brings up the lefty Jacob Gonzalez, who has doubled off the wall and left already today. And he's 8 for his first 15 at the Double A level. Mizorowski, though, a ground ball either Eric Brown Jr. at short or Ethan Murray at second from getting out of this inning. He fires home. Spins off a curveball, and it's a called strike on the outside corner at 83. So far, we've seen the big three pitches today for Mizorowski. Fastball, curveball, slider. Fastball's been up to 97. Slider's been up to 91. The 0-1 pitch. Misses inside, and the count evens one ball and one strike. The 1-1 pitch. Gonzalez breaks his bat, loops it out to short left. Brown Jr.'s out and drops him for a single. Burke scores. Everybody else goes station to station. The throw trickles home to Miller. It's an RBI single from Jacob Gonzalez. He's 2-for-2 today. Drives in his fourth since arriving at Double-A. And the bases are reloaded for the switch hitter, Brooks Baldwin. Gonzalez is now 9 for his first 16 at the Double-A level. Corners come in. Baldwin at the very back of the left-handed box. He gets the pitch. He swings and hits it on a line to Murray. Grabs it at second. Fires to second. Not in time. Shunkers thought they were out of the inning. But instead, it's a run-saving catch from Ethan Murray. A terrific job at second. Baldwin smashed it off the bat at 101. A good job by Murray to make the snag. And now two away and the bases loaded for Edgar Caro. He digs in at the very back of the left-handed box. It's 2-0 Birmingham. Nick Merkel starts to get warm in the Shuckers bullpen. Mizorowski delivers. Caro takes a strike on the inside corner. Fastball at 96. The 0-1 pitch. Caro lines it foul, third base side and out of play. The count goes to 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two away. Mizorowski comes set. Base is still loaded for Birmingham. Caro calls time. Two runs on five hits for the Barons. Mizorowski's about to throw his 45th pitch of the night. We're just in the second. The 0-2 pitch. Caro chops it to first. It stays fair. Martinez Jr. snags it, takes it to the bag himself, and that ends the inning. But in the frame, two runs, three hits, no errors, and the Barons strained them loaded. We're through an inning and a half, but it's 2-0 Birmingham on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night, all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bottom of the second inning back at Shuckers Ballpark. Biloxi trails it 2-0 against Birmingham. Righty Drew Thorpe back to work against the lefty Carlos Rodriguez. The pitch, he shows bunt, pulls back. It's a bullet slider that tots the inside corner for strike one. Birmingham took the lead in the top of the second. They have two runs on five hits. off Jacob Mizorowski. The pitch misses up and away, and the count evens 1-1. Rodriguez hitting a team best 304 this season with a 386 OBP. The 1-1 pitch. He swings and nubs it up the third baseline. Thorpe off the mound, grabs it. Momentum takes him towards third, and he fumbles it. It's an infield single for Rodriguez. Up comes the left-handed hitting Gary Miller. This has been a night of weak contact, and we've already seen six hits, five for Birmingham. Only one of them off the bat at harder than 85 miles an hour. That one from Rodriguez, a little dribbler, off the bat at a whopping 38 miles an hour, gets him on. And Gary Miller steps in as the tying run. Thorpe delivers. It's a slider that's called a strike at the top of the zone. And the count goes 2-1. Miller's hitting 207 this season with a 391 OBP. The 0-1 pitch misses low, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Miller waves and misses. Changeup at 83 off the outside corner. The count goes to 1-2. Miller last night sent the game to extras with a game-tying triple in the bottom of the ninth inning. Shuckers stormed back. They enter the inning down 4-1. And four batters later, they tied it at 4. Thorpe delivers. Miller pops it up behind home plate and out of play. Right on top of our heads in the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. Count at 1-2 with nobody out. Rodriguez, a short lead off first. Elko holds him on. Thorpe fires. Misses away, and the count evens 2-2. Miller's got a great eye. Nice to have as a catcher. Even better to have when you're at the plate as a catcher. Leads the team in walks this season, has 21 of them in 26 games. The pitch. Called strike three, a changeup on the inside corner at 82. It's the first strikeout tonight for Thorpe. It brings up the switch hitter, Noah Campbell. Campbell digs in from the left side against the righty Thorpe. One out, one on. It's 2-0 Barons in the bottom of the second. Thorpe delivers. Campbell chops it to first. Elko has it, fires to second for one. Baldwin, the throw to first, not in time. Thorpe unable to get to the bag in time. Campbell reaches on a fielder's choice, and up comes Xavier Warren. Two out, one on. Warren's hitting 207 this year, a homer, 11 driven in, and a 307 OBP. Digs in with the black Mizuno cleats at the very back of the left-handed box. The pitch is a called strike one on the outside corner. It was a slider at 84. The 0-1 pitch called a strike on the outside corner. Fastball at 94, and the count goes to 0-2. The big thing for Thorpe, it's not an overpowering fastball, but he's got great command of all of his pitches and a really good changeup. The 0-2 pitch misses away. That was that changeup at 85. 17 inches of break down towards the plate. 11 inches of arm side run. Not a ton, but in a good location enough to fool the eyes. The 1-2 pitch. Warren nubs it down the third baseline. Foul. Into the first row. Count at 1-2. And there you go. Little kid in the first row got the ball. And we're jumping up and down, showing it off. 1-2, 2 away. Thorpe delivers. Warren tags it foul hard, but out of play on the third base side. Count at 1-2. Thorpe comes set. Now the pitch. Warren takes away. And the count evens 2-2. The pitch. Warren tags it down the right field line. It curls towards the chalk, and it drops in foul. Takes a hop to the Shuckers bullpen. That could have been extra bases for Warren. But instead, it keeps the count at 2-2. The pitch, wave and a miss. Slider back on the inside corner at 87. And that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. Three to the third, it's 2-0 Barons on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Brock Wilkin, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Top three from Biloxi. Big Blake back alongside you. The righty, Chico Mizrowski, is back to work. Faces the righty, Tim Elko. It's 2-0 Barons over the Shuckers. Mizrowski delivers. Elko takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. Elko struck out on a curveball back in the first inning. It's the only strikeout so far today from the righty Mizrowski. He's already thrown 45 pitches in two innings. The 1-0 pitch. Elko lines it to short. Brown Jr. sticks up his mitt and he makes the grab. That's the second terrific play we've seen from a Shuckers middle infielder today. The other was off of a 101-mile-an-hour line drive from Brooks Baldwin that Ethan Murray corralled. Tim Elko's corralled there by Brown Jr. Wilford Vera stands in from the right side. 2-0 Barons in the top of the third. The pitch misses away. Loud crack at 98 into the mitt. Count goes to 1-0. The pitch. Veras hammers it towards center. It sinks fast, and it one-hops Rodriguez. Off the bat at 107 miles an hour. It's the hardest hit ball we've seen today from either side. And it brings up the lefty, Michael Turner. Turner digs in at the very back of the left-handed box. Singled back in the second inning. Already six hits for the Barons.
Man, I love that.
Against Mizrowski. The pitch misses up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. The six hits allowed by Mizrowski, the most he's allowed in a start in his career. But he's done a terrific job working around the base runners. He's only walked two. He's strained at five. And only one of the hits has been over 95 miles an hour. The 1-0 pitch. Bunt shown, pulled back. Runner off to second. The throw to second. In time. Miller stepped around Turner into the right-handed box, threw a dart to second, and it retires Veras for the second out. One and one, the count to the lefty Turner. Mizorowski fires. Turner waves and misses. Fastball at 97, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Turner lifts it foul, third base side and out of play. Count stays at 1-2. By the way, fans, you can join in on the broadcast with our Text the Booth line. Text the Booth at 601-514-0776. Again, that's 601-514-0776. 1-2 the count to Turner. Two out, nobody on in the top of the third inning. 2-0 Barons. The 1-2 pitch. Misses inside, a slider at 84. Count evens 2-2. The pitch. Line down the third base line. It's fair, and it rolls towards the corner. Warren cuts it off before it gets to the corner. Turner rounds first and heads to second. He's in standing with a double. And it brings up the righty, Jacob Burke. That is the seventh hit allowed today by Mizorowski. That one, again, not a hard hit ball off the bat at 85 miles an hour, but it dunks in for a double. Two out, man on second. It's 2-0 Barons in the top of the third. The pitch misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. Burke singled in a short right center back in the second. Mizorowski delivers. Fastball misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 pitch. Slider misses away, and the count goes to 3-0. Reno the count with two away. Turner's at second. 2-0 Barons in the top of the third. The pitch. Burke lines it over Martinez Jr.'s mitt. In a right, it one-hops Campbell. Turner stops at third. Burke a hard hit single off the bat at 98 miles an hour. And now runners in the corners with two away for the righty Jason Matthews. Matthews digs in at the very back of the right-handed box. He walked back in the second inning. It's 2-0 Barons. Runners in the corners in the third. The pitch is a curveball called a strike at the knees at 80 miles an hour. The 0-1 pitch. Misses away, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch, runner off to second. Pitch is called a strike. Throw to second. The tag. Got him. Darian Miller throws out two runners in the inning. This time he catches Jacob Burke, who is attempting to go a perfect 15 of 15 in stolen bases to start the year. No runs, three hits, no errors, one runner left on base, and Darian Miller's cannon keeps Birmingham off the board. It's 2-0 through 2.5 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, y'all. This is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for four nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to Paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule an X-Cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. One and two in the Shuckers order due up. We head to the bottom of the third inning. The pitch from the righty, Drew Thorpe to Murray. He's lifted foul, first base side and out of play. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. Shuckers trail it 2-0. Two runs in the top of the second for Birmingham. The pitch, Murray fouls it back and the count goes to 0-2. Thorpe so far has allowed three base runners, a fielder's choice, a walk, and a single, and he struck out two. The 0-2 pitch, curveball, Murray smacks it to short. Baldwin backhands it on the back of the infield, fires to first. In time, Murray's retired by a quarter of a step. And it's back to the top of the order, and Eric Brown Jr. The pitch from Thorpe, wave and a miss, and a changeup low. And the count goes to 0-1. Brown Jr. lined out to center back in the first inning. The righty Thorpe delivers. Brown Jr. pops it up, first base side, foul territory. Elko towards the camera well, and it's out of play. Count goes to 0-2. Brown Jr. calls time and steps out. Now digs back in. Thorpe up in the count. No balls and two strikes. The pitch misses low with a curveball. And the count goes to 1-2. Two runs, eight hits, no errors for Birmingham. No runs, one hit. No errors for Biloxi. The pitch. Brown Jr. rolls it to short. Baldwin again backhands it in the hole. Fires to first. It's in time. Two away now for the lefty, Mike Bovey. Mike Bobby digs in at the very back of the left-handed box. It's 2-0 Barons in the bottom of the third inning. Thorpe delivers. Bovey takes a strike on the outside corner, and the count goes 2-1. The 0-1 pitch. Bovey takes a curveball away, and the count evens at 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Bovey chops it foul first base side, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Bovey tips it foul at the plate. He stays alive. The 1-2 pitch. Bovey chops it foul again first base side, and he stays alive. The 1-2 pitch. Changeup misses low and away at 86. The count evens at 2-2. Thorpe delivers. Bovey waves and misses. Backfoot slider at 82. Thorpe struck out three in three innings. And the Shuckers go scoreless. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're off to the fourth. It's 2-0 Birmingham on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Jason Matthews leads it off for the Birmingham Barons in the top of the fourth. It's 2-0 Shuckers trailing the Barons. Fourth game of a six-game set. Ready, Jacob Mizorowski fires it. Misses up and in. Matthews shows bunt, pulled it away at just the last moment. The count goes to 1-0. Two runs on eight hits for the Barons. The most hits allowed in a start by Jacob Mizorowski in his entire career. The 1-0 delivery. Matthews pops it up. First base side foul territory. Martinez Jr. is under it. In the coach's box, he makes the catch. And retires Matthews for the first down. The big thing for Mizorowski, though, tonight is it has not been a situation where the Barons are getting hard hit ball after hard hit ball after hard hit ball. It is a lot of weak contact and balls that are just falling in for the Barons. Just two runs allowed, though. Mizorowski has stranded six already. Lefty Terrell Tatum stands in. The pitch. Tatum pops it down the left field line. Long way to go for everybody. Warren in a foul territory, and it drops into the Barons' bullpen. And the count goes to 0-1. By the way, last inning, Derry Miller did something that nobody in Checkers franchise history has done since 2017, and that was to throw out two base runners in the same inning. He joined Adam Weisenberger, who did it back on July 18th, 2015, and Dustin Howell, who achieved the feat back on April 16th, 2017. He's the third player in franchise history to do it. The pitch. Lifted out to right center. Campbell's over. Sits out his mitt, and he makes a stumbling grab. Two away, and it brings up the lefty, Jacob Gonzalez. That was off Tatum's bat at 105 miles an hour. Gonzalez stands in from the left side. He's two for two with a single, a double, and a run driven in. Mizorowski delivers. Curveball called strike one at the knees. The 0-1 pitch. Misses off the inside corner, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch, wave and a miss, and a curveball low, and the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away. The 1-2 pitch, Gonzalez takes up. It's a fastball at 93, and the count evens, two balls and two strikes. The 2-2 pitch, popped foul, third base side and out of play. Count stays at 2-2. Mizorowski has just one strikeout tonight. Opportunity for a second, one pitch away. He fires home, waving a miss. A curveball at 82 finishes off a perfect fourth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's 2-0 Birmingham on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Checkers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Cakes on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
into the bottom of the fourth inning. Shuckers trail it 2-0 against Birmingham. The righty, Drew Thorpe, fires to the righty, Brock Wilkin. First pitch is rolled to short. Baldwin over towards second, snags it, fires to first. It's in time. One pitch, one out, and Drew Thorpe's dominance continues. One away for the lefty, Ernesto Martinez Jr. The Barons lead it 2-0. Thorpe has gone 3 1/3 scoreless with 3 strikeouts and 1 hit allowed. It was a swinging bunt from Carlos Rodriguez that got about halfway up the third baseline in the second. The pitch. Martinez Jr. waves and misses on an 82-mile-an-hour changeup. The count goes to 0-1. The pitch. Misses away, and the count evens 1-1. Two runs, 8 hits, no errors for the Barons. No runs, 1 hit, and no errors for Biloxi. The 1-1 pitch. Martinez Jr. rolls it to second. Gonzalez gobbles it up, takes a step, lightly slings it to first, and it retires Martinez Jr. for the second out. That is 7 straight retired by Thorpe. And it brings up the lefty, Carlos Rodriguez. He has the only hit today for Biloxi. It was to lead off the second. As Thorpe is about to throw his 51st pitch of the night, with already 2 outs in the third inning. Check that, the fourth inning. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. The pitch is a called strike on the outside corner, a fastball at 91, and the count evens 1-1. The pitch served up the middle by Gonzalez, who dives at second, and it's into center. Shuckers have 2 hits. Both of them have come from Carlos Rodriguez, who has a multi-hit performance, and it brings up the lefty, Darian Miller. That's Rodriguez's 8th multi-hit performance of the year. Up comes the lefty Miller. He's the tying run. 2-0 Barons, 2 out, 1 on, bottom 4. The pitch is a slider, called strike 1. See what Miller can do offensively. He's already had a historic defensive day. Became the 3rd Shuckers catcher to throw out multiple base runners in an inning. The pitch rolled to second. Gonzalez at a knee grabs it, fires to first. And he retires Miller for the final out. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, 1 runner left on base. We're off to the 5th. It's 2-0 Birmingham on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors, no job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery, Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with 2 locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
The end of the 5th inning, and the righty Jacob Mizorowski is back to work and faces the switch hitter Brooks Baldwin, who's in at the very back of the left-handed box. It's 2-0 Barons,
Two runs on eight hits. Mizorowski delivers. Baldwin smacks a curveball foul towards the Shuckers dugout first base side. And the count goes 2-1. This is a gutsy start from Jacob Mizorowski. He threw 50-plus pitches in his first two innings. He's now about to throw his 74th here in the fifth. But he's only allowed two runs. The pitch. Check swing on a slider low. Third base umpire Trey Chester says he does not go. And the count evens 1-1. Mizorowski stranded six. He's only walked two. And that was on back-to-back walks in the second inning. The 1-1 pitch. Baldwin takes his curveball off the inside corner. And the count goes to 2-1. It's been a gutsy start for Mizorowski to enter the fifth inning and to work around the amount of base runners he's had to work around today. The 2-1 pitch, wave and a miss. Powers up a fastball to 93, and the count evens 2-2. Nick Merkel continues to warm up in the Shuckers bullpen. Shuckers planning to go from 1 6-foot-7 player to another 6-foot-7 player. The 2-2 pitch misses up and away, and the count goes full. Mizorowski sets. Now the 3-2 pitch. Baldwin tips it foul back to the screen, and he stays alive. It's a big curveball at 82. Mizorowski, two strikeouts today, both of those in the curveball. The 3-2 pitch, fouled back, and he stays alive. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. Now the pitch. Called strike three on the inside corner. Mizorowski runs it up to 95 on a 79th pitch of the night. One away for the switch hitter, Edgar Caro. Caro's in at the very back of the left-handed box. One out, nobody on. 2-0, Shuckers trail the Barons in the top of the fifth inning. The pitch, wave and a miss, a big cut, fastball at 93, and the count goes 2-1. Caro's 0 for 2 tonight, pop out, a ground out. The pitch, just misses off the inside corner at 95. And the count evens 1-1. Mizorowski delivers. Caro takes strike two. 94 in the inside corner. The count goes to 1-2. Caro calls time and steps out. One ball, two strikes, one away. Shuckers infield shifts over a little bit. Brown Jr. almost right behind second, looking about 45 feet off third. 1-2 pitch. Misses up and away. Fastball at 93. McKenna evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Curveball low, and the count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, one away. Mizorowski's about to throw his 86th pitch of the night. He fires it home. Misses off the inside corner. And it's ball four. Caro waited for a moment before he tosses equipment back to the dugout.
And Shuckers manager Joe Arolt is out of the dugout. And that's going to end the day for Jacob Mizorowski. Nick Merkel's been getting warm in the bullpen. Arolt goes from 1 6-foot-7 righty to another. Mizorowski's day is done after 4 1/3 innings. Nick Merkel comes in and will inherit a runner at first. We're back in a moment from the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
This is Kurt Hogue, Milwaukee Brewers beat reporter for Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back to Biloxi. Righty Jacob Mizorowski is out, and righty Nick Merkel comes in. It's 2-0 Barons in the top of the fifth inning. One out, one on. The pitch to Tim Elko. Swing and a miss on a slider off the outside corner at 82. And the count goes to 1-1. Elko is in from the right side. He's 0-for-2 today with a strikeout and a lineout. Edgar Caro is the runner at first. Merkel delivers. It's a slider that misses low, and the count evens at 1-1-1. Merkel makes his 13th appearance of the year. He has a 4.74 ERA in 19 innings, 8 walks, and 21 strikeouts. He's a long inning guy. Can go multiple. 1-1 pitch. Fouled back. And the count goes to 1-2. Something that manager Joe Arolt touched during today's pregame interview when he talked about was a lot of guys in this bullpen have the ability to go long. He says it really helps you at the upper levels of the minors and for the guys that make it to the big leagues, being able to be in multiple different roles out of the bullpen is huge. The pitch. Wave and a miss. Slider at 79. Merkel strikes out Elko, and now two away for the righty Wolford Veras. Two out, one on. It's 2-0 Barons in the top of the fifth inning. Merkel fires. Veras fouls it back, and the count goes to 0-1. Veras is 1-for-2 today. He smashed two balls hard. Singled last time up, back up the middle at 107 miles an hour. The 0-1 pitch. Veras lifts it high in the air, not deep to center. Carlos Rodriguez charges in, sticks up his blue mitt, and he makes the catch. Retires Veras, and Merkel strands the inherited base runner. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We're halfway through in Biloxi, and it's 2-0 Birmingham. We're back in a bit on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Mmm. Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
Brand new Shucker Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Welcome back to Shuckers Ballpark in Biloxi. We're off to the bottom of the fifth inning. 2-0 Barons, and the righty Drew Thorpe faces Noah Campbell, who's in from the left side. First pitch misses up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. Thorpe enters his fifth inning. He's gone four scoreless. He's allowed two hits, one walk, and struck out three. The pitch, Campbell takes low and inside, and the count goes to 2-0. That has dropped his season ERA down to a 1.37 in his first 46 innings of the season. 2-0 pitch. Misses away, and the count goes to 3-0. Thorpe, a guy who was dominant last year with the Somerset Patriots in the Eastern League, Double-A affiliate of the New York Yankees. The 3-0 pitch. Campbell takes a strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to 3-1. He had a very well-traveled offseason, traded from the Yankees to the Padres in a package for Juan Soto. The 3-1 pitch. Campbell swings and drives it out to deep left. Varus is back on it at the warning track, looks up, and all of a sudden it's a one-run game. Noah Campbell's first Double-A homer of the season gets Biloxi on the board. It's 2-1. A big-time bomb from Campbell. 97 off the bat, goes 336 feet. And all of a sudden, it goes from 2-0 Birmingham to 2-1 Barons. And up steps Xavier Warren.
Yeah, baby.
The pitch misses up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. That is just the second homer allowed all season by Thorpe. The 1-0 pitch misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. By the way, that's Campbell's seventh RBI of the season with the Shuckers. The 2-0 pitch, Warren waves and misses. Got a late start on an 84-mile-an-hour changeup. Count goes to 2-1. The pitch. Warren pops it up. Off the back of the left side of the infield. Matthews, the third baseman, under it. He hauls it in. And now one away for the righty, Ethan Murray. The righty Thorpe stares in. Now the pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Murray takes a strike on the outside corner. Fastball at 91, and the count evens, one ball and one strike. He grounded out to short back in the third. The 1-1 pitch. He swings and fouls it off at the plate. Takes a hop and rolls to the screen. Count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Murray takes low and away. Changeup at 83. Count evens 2-2. Thorpe fires. Murray swings and drives it to right. Tatum back on it, rounds it off, and he hauls it in for the out. Murray smashed that one. But he lines out to Tatum and right. Two away, and it brings up the righty, Eric Brown Jr. Brown Jr. at the very back of the right-handed box. 2-1 Barons in the fifth. The pitch. He takes low. The count goes to 1-0. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. The 1-0 pitch. Curveball called a strike. The count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Brown Jr. lines it towards center. It stays up for the center fielder, Burke. He jogs in, and he makes the catch to end the inning. But Biloxi gets on the board in a massive way. Noah Campbell, a solo shot. One run, one hit, no errors, nobody left on. We're through five, and the Shockers trail it 2-1. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Shockers Radio Network.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
Welcome back to Biloxi. Into the top of the sixth inning. David Blake alongside you, and the Shuckers trail it by a 2-1 score against the Birmingham Barons. The righty Nick Merkel faces the lefty Michael Turner. The pitch. Misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. Turner's 2-for-2 today. Two hits, both of them coming off of the righty, Jacob Mizrowski, who got the start today for Biloxi. The 1-0 pitch misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-0. Mizrowski finished his day after 4 1/3 innings. Merkel inherited a runner, worked out of it without allowing him to come home. The 2-0 pitch misses inside, and the count goes to 3-0. Final line for Mizrowski. He allows 2 runs on 8 hits, walks 3, strikes out 3, goes 4 1/3 innings, and throws 86 pitches, one shy of his season high. The pitch is a called strike on the inside corner. Time to take a look at the OWA Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. They're through 7 in Pensacola. Tennessee leads the Blue Wahoos by a 2-1 score. Merkel comes set. Now the pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 3-2. Bottom of the 7th inning, Chattanooga leads the Embraves 2-1. And in the bottom of the 6th, it's 3-0 Montgomery over Rocket City. Here it's 2-0 Birmingham. Check that. It's 2-1 Birmingham in the top of the sixth inning. No out, nobody on. The pitch, curveball, chopped towards first. Martinez Jr. snags it, flips to Merkel. It's high, it deflects off his glove, and drops down in foul territory away from the bag. Turner reaches on the error. It's Martinez Jr.'s third error of the season. And the leadoff man reaches. Brings up the righty, Jacob Burke. Burke's 2-for-2 today. Singles in the second and third innings. 2-1 Birmingham in the top of the sixth inning. Merkel delivers. Burke checks his swing. He goes around, and it's strike one. Checkers bullpen has been a really terrific part of this ball club last few days, especially last night. Allowed them to come back from a 4-1 deficit. The 0-1 pitch. Wave and a miss. Knuckle curve that floats in at 81. The count goes 2-2. Between Caleb Bowman and Sam Gardner, the Shockers went 6 1/3, no hit innings out of the bullpen. Blake Holub allowed a run in the 10th inning, but it was the placed runner and an unearned run. The 0-2 pitch, Burke lifts a slider foul first base side and out of play. Count stays at 0-2. So combined between Bowman, Gardner, and Holub, 7 1/3 innings, one unearned run on one hit with 6 strikeouts. Nick Merkel hoping to carry the torch today for Biloxi. They've already cut the deficit in half from 2-0 to 2-1. The pitch. Burke takes away. Thought about offering at the knuckle curve at 80 miles an hour. Extend the counts at 1-2. Merkel gets the sign from Miller. Now comes set. The 1-2 pitch. Popped up. Right side of the infield. Murray, the second baseman, under it. And he makes the catch. Maybe about 20 feet away from first. Retires Burke for the first down. It brings up the righty, Jason Matthews. We want to say a big hello to Sarah, who is listening in Biloxi tonight, alongside Kane, who's tuning in for Motion Springs today. Also a big hello to Tommy and Karen Crossland, who are tuning in tonight from Sparta, Tennessee. One out, one on. 2-1 Birmingham in the sixth inning. Merkel delivers. It's a curveball that's inside, flies to the backstop, and it's ruled that it hits Matthews. Turner moves up to second. Matthews has now reached base twice today without a hit, a walk, and he takes one off the shoulder. Back to the top of the order and Terrell Tatum. Fans, you can join in on today's broadcast with our Text the Booth line. Text the Booth at 601-514-0776. Again, that's 601-514-0776. Left-handed hitting, Terrell's Tatum stands in. 2-1, one out, 2-1 Barons. The pitch, he shows bunt, fouls it off. Count goes down 1-1. Tatum had an RBI walk back in the second inning. In his 23rd run of the year. One of three different players in this starting lineup. Now a pitch. Wave and a miss. Knuckle curve in the inside corner at 82. Count goes to 0-2. Well, there are three different guys in this order with over 20 runs driven in this season. Tatum calls time and steps out. It's a Barons lineup. That's averaging just over 4 runs per game. One of two teams averaging above 4 runs per game in the Southern League this year. It is not a league where offense is dominated. It has been one of the most pitching-heavy leagues in all of the world this season. 0-2 pitch is a knuckle curve low. The count goes to 1-2. This season, the league OPS is 649. The season ended today. That would be the lowest in the Southern League since 2019. The league ERA also 3.46. The 1-2 pitch misses off the inside corner, and the count evens 2-2. You have to readjust your brain a little bit, especially if you were with us at all last year. The league OPS was 750. League ERA was around a little under 4.5. Everything's 100 points lower on the OPS side and about a run lower on the ERA side. The 2-2 pitch. Chop back to the mound. Merkel snags it, stares down second. Instead, just goes with the easy play to first. Turner moves to third. Matthews to second. Tatum is retired. 1-3. And now 2 away for the lefty, Jacob Gonzalez. But just to finish that thought, the average runs per game in the Southern League this year is 3.75. That is half a run lower than any other affiliated minor league in the entirety of minor league baseball. The pitch to the lefty, Gonzalez, is hit on a hop to second. Murray has it, fires to first. It's in time, and it ends the inning. What a great job by Nick Merkel. Works around the leadoff error and does not allow a run. No runs, no hits, 1 error. 2 runners left on base. We're through 5.5 for the Shuckers. Trail it 2-1. We're back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and 2 drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Of the sixth inning, and the Shuckers trail by just one. Barons 2, Biloxi 1. The righty Drew Thorpe's into his sixth inning, and he faces the lefty Mike Bovey. The pitch, Bovey takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. Thorpe into his sixth inning, into the sixth for the seventh time in 9 starts this year. The 1-0 delivery. Bovey takes a changeup low and away, and the count goes to 2-0. Thorpe's been terrific, but the Shuckers pitching staff has almost matched him. The 2-0 pitch. Called strike on the outside corner, a 90-mile-an-hour fastball, and the count goes to 2-1. Thorpe's allowed 1 run on 3 hits. Shuckers have allowed 2 on 8. The pitch is a called strike on the inside corner on an 84-mile-an-hour changeup. Count evens at 2-2. Thorpe delivers. Bovey pokes it out to right center. Burke into the alleyway from center makes the catch. And he retires Bovey for the out. Gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station identification on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruising. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Shuckers Ballpark. Brock Wilkin is in from the right side against the righty Drew Thorpe. It's 2-1 Barons in the sixth. The pitch misses away with a 79-mile-an-hour slider. And the count goes to 1-0. David Blake alongside you. Thanks much for joining us for your Friday night. The 1-0 pitch. Wilkin takes a strike on the outside corner. And the count evens 1-1. Wilkin is 0-for-1 today with a walk. Grounded out to short back in the fourth inning. The 1-1 pitch. Curveball popped up. Third base side foul territory. Turner ditches the mask from behind the plate, and it drops down into the second row of seats behind the dugout. Count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one away. Thorpe delivers. Wilkin tips it foul at the plate and almost gets a piece of Turner. Count of one ball and two strikes. Wilkin entering today has had a terrific series, 5-for-14 with a double and a homer. He's now reached base six times and 16 plate appearances this week, doing it against the best pitching staff in Double A. The 1-2 pitch. Wilkin drives it down the right field line, but foul. Into the seats, and the count stays at 1-2. That foul ball is brought to you by Glass Doctor, whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage. Call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167. The 1-2 pitch. Misses low and away with a slider at 83. And the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch misses low, 82-mile-an-hour changeup, and the count goes full. Wilkins worked a couple of great plate appearances tonight. Entering today, he had only drawn three walks in 83 plate appearances this year. It's his second three-ball count today. The 3-2 pitch, he swings and rolls it to third. Matthews towards second, grabs it, fires to first, and it retires Wilkin for the second out. Two out, nobody on, and up comes Ernesto Martinez Jr. It's 2-1 Birmingham over Biloxi. Bottom of the sixth inning, Martinez Jr., all the power in the world to tie this up with one big swing of the bat. The pitch. He takes a strike on the outside corner, and that's another changeup at 86. Martinez Jr., 0-for-2 tonight. The 0-1 pitch, he takes low, and the count evens 1-1. Martinez Jr. entered today as one of the hottest hitters in the Southern League in the month of May. Entering today, had a 355 average, tops in the Southern League this month. The pitch, a big swing and a big miss on an 83-mile-an-hour changeup. Count goes to 0-2. Martinez Jr. calls time. Check that. The count updated now to one ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes, two away. Thorpe kicks and fires. Martinez Jr. lines it foul, hard but out of the ballpark, third base side. Count stays at 1-2. That was the 90th pitch of the night from Thorpe. 90 pitches, 58 of them strikes. He fires home. Martinez Jr. lines it down the left field line, but it's into the Barons' bullpen. Count stays at 1-2. This is likely the final inning for Thorpe. He's topped out this year at 96 pitches. That was back in late April against Rocket City, where he also went six innings. The 1-2 pitch, wave and a miss. Changeup on the inside corner at 84. That ends the frame. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're off to the seventh, 2-1 Birmingham on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville in Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville in Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Switch hitter Brooks Baldwin leads it off for the Barons. He had at the top of the seventh inning. Nick Merkel back to work for his second full inning. As the Shuckers trail it 2-1, they've kept it close. And another prime opportunity against the Barons. The pitch misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 1-0. The Shuckers have been right there all week against the Barons, who entered today as the best team in the Southern League with a 27-14 record. The 1-0 pitch, Baldwin takes inside, and the count goes to 2-0. Each of the last two nights have been heartbreakers and extra innings for Biloxi. 8-4 loss in 10 innings last night. They fell by an 8-4 final in 10 innings on Wednesday. And had the winning run at third in the ninth inning on both nights. The 2-0 pitch misses up and away, and the count goes to 3-0. Shuckers manager Joe Arolt touched on it during today's pregame interview about how this is a team that no matter what feels like they can beat anybody. And they've been right there with one of the best teams in all of AA all week long. 3-0 pitch. Misses off the inside corner, and it's a four-pitch walk. And credit the Shuckers bullpen. They've kept this thing close tonight. The Shuckers have likely chased Drew Thorpe from this ballgame after six innings. They scored one run on three hits against the Southern League ZRA leader. Now it brings up the switch hitter, Edgar Caro. Man on, nobody out. 2-1, Birmingham in the seventh. The pitch. Caro takes a strike on the outside corner. It's a fastball at 90 miles an hour. The pitch misses off the inside corner. Fastball at 91. Count evens, one ball and one strike. By the way, we want to say hello to Todd and Donna Shook tuning in tonight from Columbia, South Carolina. And a big hello to Zach, who's tuning in from Kodak, Tennessee on a Friday night. The pitch, runner off to second. Curveball is smacked up the middle. Murray backhands it at second. Spins and fires to first. It's in time. And it retires Caro for the out. Baldwin to second. And it brings up the righty, Tim Elko. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. One game's already gone final. The Carolina Mudcats beat the Myrtle Beach Pelicans 12-4 in the Brewers organization. Merkel delivers.
Elko smacks a curveball to short. Brown Jr. charges, snags it mid-thigh, now fires to first. It's in time. Elko's retired. Baldwin to third. And now two away for the righty, Wolford Veras. Elsewhere in the system, top of the ninth inning, South Bend leads Wisconsin 6-1. Top of the seventh, Charlotte and Nashville are tied at 3. And in the top of the second inning, the ACL Brewers lead the ACL Padres 1-0. Wolford Veras digs in from the right side. He's 1-for-3 today with a single. The pitch tips foul off Miller's gear behind the plate. The count goes 0-1. Meanwhile, at the big league level, the Brewers lead the Boston Red Sox at Fenway Park, 6-2 in the top of the eighth inning. A real cool moment earlier today on Twitter, the Brewers able to sign their names inside the Green Monster. The 0-1 pitch, curveball, smacked to third. Woken snags it, spins, gets his grip, fires to first, it's in time. And after the leadoff walk, it's a 1-2-3 inning from Nick Merkel, who's gone 2 2/3 scoreless innings out of the bullpen when the Shuckers have needed him most. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. It's time to stretch. It's 2-1 Birmingham on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, guys. Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Be the all-star of your team with the sweet experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Now bring their bullpen into this one. It's 2-1 Birmingham over Biloxi. We head to the bottom of the seventh inning. Drew Thorpe is out of the game. He goes six innings, gives up one run on three hits, one walk, four strikeouts, throws 92 pitches, and gives way to the lefty Jake Polish. The pitch, Carlos Rodriguez, the lefty, takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Rodriguez takes up and in, and the count goes to 2-0. This is Polish's 12th appearance of the season. He has a 1.50 ERA in 12 innings, four walks, eight strikeouts. The 2-0 pitch. Rodriguez swings and misses. Fastball at 90 miles an hour. And the count goes to 2-1. Rodriguez is 2-for-2, singled in the second, singled again in the fourth. Polish fires. Rodriguez slices it foul back to the screen, and the count evens 2-2. We expected a low-scoring battle entering this game, and that's exactly what we've received in this one. Three combined runs. 2-2 the count to Rodriguez. Polish comes set. Now the pitch. Slider misses away, and the count goes to 3-2. Polish appeared back in the seventh inning of game one of this series on Tuesday. Pitched a scoreless frame on four pitches. 3-2 pitch. Slider misses inside. Rodriguez reaches for the third time tonight. He entered today with an OBP north of 380 and has only improved on it. Up comes the lefty, Darian Miller. This is a Shuckers team that has fought back from deficits all week long. Opportunity to do it here. They trail it by one here in the seventh. The pitch. Miller takes a strike right in the outside corner. 90-mile-an-hour fastball. Miller's 0 for 2 today. Strikeout looking in the second. Grounded out to second in the fourth. Lefty Polish sets. The high black socks he stares in. Now comes home. Miller takes away, and the count evens 1-1. Check back to first. Rodriguez lunges back to the back corner of the bag. He's back in time. Sam Carlson is starting to warm up in the Shuckers bullpen. The pitch. Miller checks his swing. Plate umpire says he goes around. Left in for Dangerfield behind the plate tonight. And the count's even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Take that 1 ball and 2 strikes. It's 2-1 Barons in the bottom of the seventh inning. Rodriguez is off first. Polish comes set. Now the pitch. Miller chops it to second. Gonzalez has it, shovels to Baldwin at second for one. The throw to first is in time. And for the second straight appearance, Polish uses a well-timed double play to erase a base runner. Two away for Noah Campbell. He hits from the right side for the first time tonight. As a lefty, he was 1 for 2 with a solo shot back in the fifth inning. That made this a 2-1 game. Shuckers trail it 2-1. Two out, bottom seven. The pitch. Misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Campbell rolls it to second. Gonzalez charges in on it, snags it, slings it to first. It's in time, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Sam Carlson enters as we go to the eighth inning. Birmingham leads it 2-1. Back after this, the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it for business or personal use. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with 2 locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
Sam Carlson enters for Biloxi. We enter the top of the eighth inning. Shuckers trail it 2-1. Lefty Michael Turner up. First pitch. Misses off the inside corner. Count goes to 1-0. Two runs on eight hits for the Barons. One run on three hits for Biloxi. The pitch is a called strike. Fastball at 92. Carlson makes his 16th appearance of the year. A 2.93 ERA and 15 and a third innings. The pitch misses up and away. And the count goes to 2-1. Six walks, 10 strikeouts. Opponents are hitting 263 against him. Carlson fires. Turner fouls it back, and the count evens 2-2. If you're just joining us, the Barons took a 2-0 lead on a bases-loaded walk and an RBI single in the second. That has been it. Shuckers pitching has worked around eight hits, four walks, an error, and a hit batter to limit the Barons to just two runs, the second-best offense in the Southern League entering today. The 2-2 pitch. Turner rolls it by a glove up the middle. Murray dives at second, grabs it, fires to first. The throw's late. It skitters towards the Shuckers dugout. Would have been an all-star play from Murray. Instead, it's the third hit of the day for Michael Turner, and it brings up the righty Jacob Burt. That ball was a chopper up the middle, got under Carlson's glove. Murray and Brown Jr. both dove at it. Murray was the one who dove last, and behind Brown Jr. was able to get it, chucked it, not able to get to the bag in time. Man on, nobody out for the righty, Jacob Berg. Carlson delivers. Pitch misses up and in, 94, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Chap towards second. Murray charges in. It deflects off the heel of his mitt and trickles towards first. Murray's charged with an E4, just his second error of the year. And up comes Jason Matthews. Runners on first and second with nobody out in a 2-1 game. Matthews is 0-for-1. He's been hit. He's walked. Corners in. Carlson fires. Bunt shown. Popped up. Right back to Carlson. He's under it, and he makes the catch.
Gotta get that down, Jason. Gotta get that down.
A big first out. And the Barons, who were trying to extend the lead right now, just wasted a golden opportunity. Unable to get the bunt down. And the lefty Terrell Tatum comes up. Now Murray and Brown Jr. up the middle can play back a little bit at double play depth. And all Carlson needs is a ground ball to either one of them. And the Shuckers get out of this inning quick and easy. Runners at first and second. One away, top of the eighth. It's 2-1 Barons. The pitch. Wave and a miss. Fastball up and away at 94. And the count goes to 0-1. We're in the late stages of this one. Shuckers have dropped back-to-back heartbreakers against this Barons team. It's another close one in this series. The 0-1 pitch. Tatum takes up and away, and the count evens 1-1. Back-to-back losses in extra innings for Biloxi. They continue the trend of playing a ton of close games this year. 26 of their 42 games have been decided by two runs or less. That is a staggeringly high number. The 1-1 pitch. Slider called a strike on the inside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. Even in one-run games, the Shuckers have had 15 one-run games this year. That is tied for the third most in Double A, and is more than anybody else in the Southern League or Texas League. Only teams with as many or more reside in the Eastern League at the AA level. Carlson steps off. Now Stentz back on the hill. The 1-2 pitch misses off the inside corner and low. Tatum hops out of the way. The count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burks at first, Turner's at second. The 2-2 pitch. Tatum fouls it back and out of play. Count stays at 2-2. A foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Carlson delivers. Tatum takes off the inside corner. A slider at 87, and the count goes full. The pitch. Chopped up the first baseline, foul, and the count stays full. Three balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Both guys, Tatum at the plate, Carlson on the mound, using up as much of the pitch clock as possible. Carlson comes set, holds for a moment, now fires. Tatum takes off the inside corner. It's a slider at 88. And the bases are loaded with one away for Jacob Gonzalez, who has been nothing short of lethal in his first 4 games at the AA level. Tatum's at first, Burks at second, Turner's at third. Checkers pitching coach Will Shearholz is out of the dugout to talk to Carlson. Well, he does that. Time for us to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. 1 game has gone final. Tennessee has taken 3 of the first 4 against Pensacola. They went at 2-1 today and improved to 25-18 on the season. Pensacola at 23-20. Elsewhere, bottom of the 8th inning, Montgomery leads Rocket City 3-1. And in the bottom of the 8th inning, the surging Mississippi Braves, who all of a sudden have won 8 of their last 10, are up 5-2 on Chattanooga. Bases loaded, 1 away. Corners come in for Biloxi. Middle infield plays back at double play down. Lefty Jacob Gonzalez stands in. The pitch. He swings and lines it foul. Third base side out of play. And the count goes to 0-1. Gonzalez is 2-for-4 today. RBI single in the second and a double off the wall and left in the first. He's now 9 for his first 18 at the AA level. 4 games played. 3 of those have been multi-hit performances. The 0-1 pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Carlson gets ahead of the count 0-2. It was a cutter at 88. The 0-2 pitch. Tipped foul in and out of Miller's mitt. Count stays at 0-2. It was a sinker at 94. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Bases loaded. 2-1 Barons in the 8th. The pitch. Swing and a tempered foul. Back to the pitch clock on the first base side of the backstop. Count stays at 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one away. Carlson comes set. Now delivers. Fastball just misses off the inside corner at 95. A blazing turbo sinker, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Popped foul behind home plate and out of play, and this battle continues. On to a sixth pitch in this at-bat. Gonzalez has fouled off for the first five. Carlson comes in. Now the pitch. Gonzalez lifts it out to right. Campbell back on it and under it. Turner getting ready to tag at third. Campbell makes the catch. Turner tags from third. And the throw comes home on a hop, not in time. It's a sacrifice fly from Gonzalez. Drives in his fifth RBI since being called up to Double A. Now two away and a 3-1 lead for Birmingham. Brings up the switch hitter, Brooks Baldwin. Baldwin, a switch hitter, digs in at the very back of the left-handed box. Two on, two out. It's 3-1 Birmingham. The pitch. Baldwin lines it foul out of play on the third base side into the Cloud 7 skybox level. The count goes 0-1. Carlson fires. Swing and a miss. 96. Fastball top of the zone, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Justin King is warming in the Shackers bullpen. Left-handed arm. Carlson comes set. The 0-2 pitch. Baldwin dribbles it up the first baseline. Carlson, a little bit of miscommunication. Martinez Jr. grabs it. No play to the bag. Baldwin is safe with an infield single. Berg to third, Tatum to second, and they're reloaded for the switch hitter, Edgar Caro. Martinez Jr. came towards the baseball. Carlson went towards it as well, but then they realized somebody has to cover first. Carlson went there. Martinez Jr. snagged it. Just a bit too late to try and get Baldwin at first. Speedy guy, 10 stolen bases this season already. Caro digs in, back of the left-handed box. It's 3-1 Barons. Bases loaded, two away. The pitch misses up and in, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Caro takes away. The count goes to 2-0. This has turned into a lengthy inning for Carlson. He's about to throw his 29th pitch of the 8th inning. As right now he faces his 7th batter of the frame. Four of the first 6 have reached. 2-0 pitch. Misses away and the count goes to 3-0. Now, Turner's scoring is an unearned run. Either way, it's a run on the scoreboard. It's a 3-1 Barons lead. Scored for the first time since the second. The 3-0 delivery. Caro takes a strike on the inside corner, and the count goes to 3-1. There's nowhere to put him. Brooks Baldwin is at first. Terrell Tatum's at second. Jacob Burke is at third.
Now the pitch. Caro takes ball four. It's the second bases loaded walk of the day, drawn by the Barons. And they've extended the lead to three. It's 4-1. Baldwin to second, Tatum to third. Burke comes home, and Joe Arolt out of the Shuckers dugout comes and gets Carlson. Justin King enters, bases loaded, two away, and a 4-1 Barons lead. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to neck a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers turn to the left-handed throwing Canadian Justin King out of the bullpen. It's 4-1 Barons in the top of the eighth inning. The righty Tim Elko stands in. Bases loaded, two out. King enters for the righty Sam Carlson and inherits the bases loaded. Already two in the inning. And King delivers home. Elko takes low and the count goes to 1-0. Edgar Caro just had an RBI walk to make it 4-1. His team leading and league leading 33rd of the season. He's at first. Brooks Baldwin is at second. Terrell Tatum is at third. It is 4-1 Barons. Two in the second, two here in the eighth inning. The 1-0 pitch. Elko fouls it back, and the count evens 1-1. King makes his 12th appearance of the year. He's a 10-1-3 ERA in 10 2/3 innings, with six walks and 16 strikeouts. He turned in his second straight quality relief appearance last time out, the series opener on Tuesday, in two scoreless innings with three strikeouts. The 1-1 pitch. Elko takes low and inside. Miller keeps it in front of him with his glove, and the count goes to 2-1. Elko's 0-for-4 today. Two strikeouts, a ground out, and line out. The 2-1 pitch. Elko takes low and inside, and the count goes to 3-0. The 3-1 pitch. Elko swings and drives it out to right center. Campbell and Rodriguez converge, and it drops between them. Two runs score. Caro to third. Elko to second. It's a two RBI double, and it's 6-1 Birmingham. Tatum scores from third. Baldwin scores from second. Caro goes first to third for Elko. It's his 15th and 16th runs driven in this year.
It also extends his hit streak to a league best 11 in a row, longest current active streak. And it brings up Wolford Veras, right-handed bat, two out, two on, 6-1 Barons. The pitch misses up and in, and the count goes to 1-0. Veras is 1-for-4 today with a single. King delivers. Swing and a miss. Fastball that pours in at 95. And the count evens at 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Veras fouls it back, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Veras swings and misses. Backdoor curveball at 87 ends the inning. But the Barons send 9 to the plate. And they score 4 times. 4 runs, 3 hits, 1 error, and 2 runners left on base. We're through 7.5. And it's 6-1 Barons. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors, and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
To the bottom of the eighth inning, Shuckers trail it by a 6-1 score. Jake Polish done after a scoreless bottom of the seventh. And in comes the righty Andrew Dahlquist, 6'1", 200-pound righty. And he faces the switch hitter Xavier Warren in from the left side. The pitch is a curveball low, and the count goes to 1-0. The pitch misses up and away. Count goes to 2-0. Final line for the lefty, Jake Polish. He goes an inning, no runs, no hits, one walk, no strikeouts. And he throws 12 pitches. The 2-0 delivery misses up and away, and the count goes to 3-0. It's been quite an easy series for Jake Polish. He has thrown 2 scoreless innings and has thrown a grand total of 16 pitches. 4 in the series opener on Tuesday, and 12 tonight. 3-0 pitch misses up and away, and it's a 4-pitch walk to start the appearance for Dahlquist. Brings up the righty Ethan Murray. Dahlquist makes his 10th appearance of the year. He's gone 10 and a third innings allowing just one unearned run, 6 walks, 10 strikeouts. Opponents hitting 143 against him. Ethan Murray digs in from the right side. Shuckers trail it by 5. 6-1 Barons in the bottom of the 8th inning. Dahlquist delivers. Murray takes a strike at the knees. The count goes 0-1. Dahlquist delivers. Curveball. Murray pops it foul behind home plate. Out of play. And the count goes 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes, nobody out. It's 6-1 Barons in the bottom of the 8th inning. The pitch. Murray hits it on the ground to second. Gonzalez flips the ball to win at second for one. The throw to first is in time. And it's the second straight inning with a double play for Birmingham. Brings up the top of the order and gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station ID.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Two out, nobody on in the bottom of the 8th inning. Righty Andrew Dahlquist faces the righty Eric Brown Jr. at the top of the Shuckers order. The pitch. Brown Jr. chops it towards third. It sneaks by Matthews, and it rolls down the left field line. Veras picks it up towards the warning track. The throw to second is not in time. Brown Jr. speeds into second with a two-out hustle double, and the Shuckers get a runner in scoring position. That was a hot shot off his bat, 100 miles an hour, and it just handcuffed Matthews down the line. Brings up the lefty Mike Bovey. This is the first time today the Shuckers have had a runner in scoring position. Some fireworks go off out in the distance. Bovey's at the back of the left-handed box. The pitch. Chopped up the middle. Baldwin gets it behind second. Fires to first. It's in time. And that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base. The end of the ninth, it's 6-1 Barons on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
Hi, this is Joe Arald. You are listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We enter the top of the ninth inning. Shuckers trail 6-1 against the Birmingham Barons. Justin King back to the hill. And he faces the lefty, Michael Turner. Fireworks go off in the distance, out over towards Ocean Springs. The pitch to Turner is a called strike one. Turner has reached base in all four plate appearances. Two singles, a double, and he reached on an error back in the sixth inning. Six runs and 11 hits for the Barons. Just one run on four hits for Biloxi. Pitch misses away, and the count evens 1-1. King entered last inning for Sam Carlson, who went two-thirds of an inning. Due to an error last inning, none of the runs allowed were earned. His final line, two-thirds of an inning, gives up two hits, four unearned runs, two walks, no strikeouts, and throws 31 pitches. The 1-1 pitch popped up, third base side, foul territory. Wilkin ranges over, and it's into the seats. Count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch, tipped foul in and out of Miller's mitt behind the plate. Count stays at 1-2. By the way, crowd just announced of 3,356 here on a Friday night. An energetic crowd. A fireworks Friday presented by Island View Casino and Resort. Also, educator appreciation night at the ballpark. The 1-2 pitch misses low, and the count evens 2-2. Shuckers are back in action tomorrow night as well. And for the first time, they will be the Biloxi Beach Chicken, which has been a hit nationally. It has also been a big hit in the Shuckers clubhouse. These are a roster of 28 guys and 8 coaches that are excited. The 2-2 pitch pops foul, third base side, and out of play. The count stays at 2-2. They're excited to break him out tomorrow. The number of guys that you see out to stretch early on in the day are taking BP in a Beach Chicken's hat. You can count them on both your hands. It's a lot of fun. It'll be a lot of fun tomorrow. Checkers will be the Beach Chickens. The first of four games on the year. 2-2 pitch. Misses away, and the count goes to 3-2. It is also a Beach Chickens sandals giveaway for the first 1,500 fans presented by the Beau Rivage. Most things are terrific. They got all the summer colors, the Beach Chickens logo on there. 3-2 pitch, lifted out to center. Rodriguez races back on it. Now drifts over towards left center, stinks up his mitt, and he hauls it in for the out. It was a lengthy battle, but after 8 pitches, Turner's retired for the first out. And it brings up the righty, Jacob Burke. Jacob Burke stands in. He's 2-for-4 today. Right-handed bat against the lefty King. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. By the way, fans, if you want to get tickets to the Beach Chickens debut tomorrow, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or come to the box office, Shuckers Ballpark. 1-0 pitch. Lifted foul, first base side, and out of play. Count evens 1-1. Shuckers tomorrow will have T.J. Shook on the hill, who's been fantastic at home this year, against Noah Schultz, who will make his Double-A debut, a highly touted prospect in this White Sox system. The 1-1 pitch, wave and a miss. Fastball at 95 on the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes, 1 away. King delivers. Burke takes off the inside corner, and the count evens 2-2. Fans at the ballpark tonight are doubling up on fireworks. That fireworks show that's been going on since the bottom of the eighth inning is still going. You can see it off in the distance, a flash of color every couple of seconds. The 2-2 pitch, lifted down the right field line, foul, and the count stays at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one away. It is back-to-back lengthy at-bats to start the inning. Michael Turner, an eight-pitch at-bat. This one is onto its sixth pitch. The 2-2 delivery. Burke checks his swing. First base umpire says he does not go. Elliott Melton. King was ready to walk off the mound for strike three, and instead it's a full count. As the fireworks show reaches its finale off in the distance, Justin King gets ready for his seventh pitch of the plate appearance at a 3-2 count. King delivers. Misses low, and it's ball four. One on, one out. The righty Jason Matthews steps in. Six-one Barons lead in the top of the ninth inning. One out, one on. King sets. Now delivers. Matthews takes up, and the count goes to 1-0. Matthews is 0-for-2 today, though he's reached base twice. Walked in the second, was hit in the sixth. King delivers. Swing and a miss. Sinker on the outside corner at 89. The count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Change of outside corner at 88. And the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Chopped foul ball off Matthews' back foot. Hops around for a moment. Home plate umpire Denver Dangerfield walks the ball about halfway out to Kane to give Matthews a moment. Count stays at 1-2. By the way, make sure to arrive at the ballpark tomorrow early, not only for the Beach Chicken Sandals giveaway presented by Beau Rivage, but also for a special Heart of a Shucker presentation to Military One Coast. 1-2 pitch, foul back, and the count stays at 1-2. Shuckers, as with every Saturday home game throughout the year, will make a donation to the team's community fund, the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, created last year. Prior to the July 3rd game, it was announced. Sellout crowd. The 1-2 pitch misses away. Changeup at 86. The count evens 2-2. Throughout this season, every Saturday night, the Shuckers make a donation to a different military organization. Already some great organizations have been honored out here at the ballpark. The 2-2 pitch misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 3-2. Military One Coast. A very large, all-encompassing organization, a nonprofit here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast that is a really big military town with Keesler Air Force Base. The pitch, runner goes, pitch misses away, it's ball four. Burke moves to second, Matthews to first. And now 2-1 with one away for the lefty, Terrell Tatum. It's 6-1 Birmingham in the top of the ninth inning. Six runs, 11 hits, no errors for the Barons. One run, four hits, and two errors for Biloxi. Tatum's 0-for-3 tonight. The pitch is a called strike. The throw to third, runner's off. It gets into left. Burke rounds third and comes home, and it's 7-1. Burke steals third. That's his 15th stolen base of the season. Comes home on an error. Matthews steals second. He does not move up on an error. It's the third error tonight by Biloxi. Owen won the count to Tatum. King fires. Tatum takes a strike on the outside corner. Runs the count to no balls and two strikes. Lefty King comes set. 7-1 Barons. The pitch. Swing and a miss. First strike. Three. Tatum strikes out swinging. It's the sixth strikeout by Shekers pitching tonight. Brings up the lefty, Jacob Gonzalez. He's 2-for-4 tonight. He's driven in two. Now a ball is squeaked onto the field out and right. Now a Campbell, the right fielder, grabs it and throws it up. There's about 20 different kids. Oh, no, it's off of two kids and back onto the warning track. He picks it up and now throws it back up. The kid grabs it this time. And we're back to baseball. It clanked off the hand and back down to the warning track. And now the kids run down the beach area in right. Will Childers, by the way, is starting to get warm in the Shekers bullpen if needed. King delivers. Misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. King comes set. Now the 1-0 pitch. Gonzalez pops it foul behind home plate and out of play. The count evens 1-1. One and one the count with two away. It's 7-1 Birmingham in the top of the ninth inning. King delivers, misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. King's about to throw his 39th pitch of the appearance. So far, he's recorded three outs. This is a Barons lineup that has bled pitch counts today. 2-1 delivery. Rolled to first. Martinez Jr. grabs it, flips to King, who touches the bag in time. That ends the frame. One run, no hits, one error, one runner left on base. We head to the bottom of the ninth inning. Shekers need 6 to tie, 7 to win. They trail at 7-1 on the Biloxi Shekers Radio Network.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shekers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shekers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night, all with the Shekers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishekers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shekers. Book your group outing to a Shekers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShekers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shekers Radio Network.
Okay, to the bottom of the ninth inning, the righty Eric Adler comes in and relieves the righty Andrew Dahlquist. Javik Blake back alongside you. The Shuckers trail it 7-1. Middle of the order due up against the righty Adler. Adler makes his seventh appearance of the season. He's allowed two earned runs in six and a third innings, four walks, 10 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 182 against him. Righty Brock Wilkins stands in against the righty Adler. Now the pitch. Wilkins taps it foul towards the third base dugout. The count goes 0-1. Barron's pitching staff today has been as advertised. They enter today with a Southern League best 2.58 ERA. They've allowed one run on four hits and one. Two Shuckers base runners have reached second. One of them was on a homer. That scored the Shuckers only run back in the fifth inning. The 0-1 pitch misses away, and the count evens at 1-1. The Barons have limited Biloxi to one at-bat with a runner in scoring position. Drew Thorpe, one of the top-ranked prospects in the White Sox system. One run allowed over six innings. Jake Polish, Andrew Dahlquist have combined for two shutout innings out of the bullpen. The 1-1 pitch, Wilkin takes away, and the count goes to 2-1. Not to be lost in this game, though, is the job that Jacob Mizorowski did to work around a ton of base runners. He gave up just two runs over four and a third innings, despite giving up eight hits and walking three. 2-1 pitch. Wilkins swings and drives it down the left field line. Varus is back on it. It takes a hop and bounces off the wall. Wilkins chugs around first and jogs in the second. It's a stand-up double that extends his hit streak to five straight. And it brings up Ernesto Martinez Jr. Ernesto Martinez Jr. digs in from the left side. That was a fastball up and away, out of the zone by about 2 inches. And Wilkin attacked it. Now we have time called. A batting glove fell out of Wilkin's gear. They handed off to first base coach Danny Larson. Shuckers get an assist from first base umpire Elliot Melton. Martinez Jr. stands in from the back of the left-handed box. He's 0-for-3 tonight. Final chance likely to extend his nine-game hit streak. It's 7-1 Barons. The pitch misses low. Turner blocks it up, deflects up the first baseline, and the count goes to 1-0. Gets six new baseballs from the Shuckers dugout. Martinez Jr. stands back in. The righty Adler comes set. Now the pitch. Lifted foul, but smoked out of the ballpark. Left field side and out of play. Count evens 1-1. The pitch misses low. Turner blocks it up, but again dribbles up the first baseline. Wilkins stays put. The count goes to 2-1. Two balls, one strike, nobody out. From the bottom of the ninth inning, righty Eric Adler against the lefty Ernesto Martinez Jr. Now the pitch. Martinez Jr. chops it high in the air. Baltimore chop out towards short. Baldwin grabs it, fires to first. It's in time. It pushes Wilkin to third, and it brings up the lefty Carlos Rodriguez.
Adler delivers. Rodriguez takes up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. Rodriguez has been stellar tonight, 2-for-2 with two singles and a walk. His average up to .316 on the season. The 1-0 pitch misses low and inside. Count runs to 2 balls and no strikes. That .316 average, third best in the Southern League. One of 3 qualified hitters hitting over 300. It's Brooks Baldwin entering today at 358. Carson Williams entered at 336. Rodriguez at 304. Baldwin is 2-for-4 today. He's up to 362, and Rodriguez is up to 316. The 2-0 pitch. He takes low, and the count goes to 3-0. The righty Adler sets. Now the pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. It's a slider at 87. Adler fires. Rodriguez lines it foul. Third base side and out of play. Count stays. Goes full. A foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away in the bottom of the 9th inning. The pitch. Rodriguez rolls it to short. Baldwin gobbles it up, fires to first in time. It does bring home Wilkin. Rodriguez is retired for the second out, and up comes the lefty Darian Miller. That's Rodriguez's 17th RBI of the season. 4 productive plate appearances, 3 productive ABs, and a walk. The lefty Miller stands in. It's 7-2 Barons, 2 out, nobody on in the bottom of the 9th inning. Adler fires, misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. The pitch. Chop to first. Elko has it. Taps the bag. And the Barons have won each of the first 4 games in this series. One run, one hit, no errors, nobody left on base. The Shuckers fall by a final score of 7-2. 7 runs, 11 hits, no errors for Birmingham. 2 runs, 5 hits, and 3 errors for Biloxi. Drew Thorpe gets the win and proves to a league best 7-1 on the season, along with a 1.50 ERA, while Jacob Mizorowski gets tagged with loss and falls 2-0-1. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time to wrap everything up on the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Final score, Birmingham 7, Biloxi 2. We're back after this.
Hey, y'all. This is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for 4 nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers radio network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Let's send it back to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official postgame hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Make sure to visit them today at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi. They're open until 11 on Saturdays. The kitchen is open until it opens tomorrow at 10 a.m. Make sure to head over there, 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi. For more information, visit them online at groundzerobiloxi.com. Shuckers fall by a 7-2 final. The Barons take the series. It is the first series loss at home this year for the Shuckers. Snaps a streak of three straight wins or splits for the Shuckers. Birmingham wins it by a 7-2 final. Seven runs, 11 hits, no errors for the Shuckers. Two runs, five hits, and three errors. The Shuckers fall to 18-25 on the season. While the Barons have won four straight, they have improved to a Southern League best 28-14, 14 games over 500. Winning pitcher tonight is Drew Thorpe. He gives up one run on three hits and strikes out four over six innings. He earns the win and improves to a Southern League best 7-1 on the season. His ERA also stays at a league best 1.50. Jacob Mizrowski gets the loss for Biloxi, falls to 0-1, but he did a marvelous job working around base runners. Eight hits for the Barons, a lot of them dinks and dunks that found the outfield grass. He gives up eight hits in four and a third innings, but works around traffic. Strands six base runners and only allows two runs, strikes out three on 86 pitches. Time for today's scoring summary. In the second inning, the Barons scored twice. You hear the fireworks going off in the backgrounds. But the Barons scored twice in the second. It was a bases-loaded walk from Terrell Tatum and an RBI single from Jacob Gonzalez that made it a 2-0 game. It stayed 2-0 until the fifth when the Shuckers got on the board. Noah Campbell, his first home run at the AA level this year, off the bat at 97 miles an hour, goes 336 feet out to left, made it a 2-1 game. Barons in the eighth inning snuck back ahead with the sacrifice fly from Jacob Gonzalez, part of a multi-RBI night from Gonzalez, who has now tallied multiple hits in three of his first four games at the AA level. Runs also came home on a bases-loaded walk to Edgar Caro, and then a two-RBI double from Tim Elko made it a 6-1 game. They tacked on one more in the ninth inning when a stolen base and an error allowed Jacob Burke to come home from second. Shuckers got their second run of the day in the ninth inning on an RBI ground out from Carlos Rodriguez that scored Brock Wilkin, who reached second on a double to lead off the inning. Final time of the game, 2 hours and 52 minutes in front of 3,356 fans on a Friday night. We'll take a break when we come back. Time to wrap everything up on the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Comes your way next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. but at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petaluma, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Welcome back inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show from Shuckers Ballpark. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official postgame hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. For more information, visit them online at groundzerobiloxi.com. Shuckers fall by a 7-2 final. Barons have clinched the series win. They're at 28-14 on the season. The best record in the Southern League by a healthy margin. They enter today 3.5 up on Tennessee. The Smokies won earlier today. So the Barons continue with the best record in the Southern League by 3.5 games. Meanwhile, the Shuckers fall to 18-25 on the season. 7 runs, 11 hits, no errors. That is the Fireworks Friday presented by Island View Casino Resort. They're going off on the outfield right now. 7 runs, 11 hits, no errors for Birmingham. 2 runs, 5 hits, 3 errors for the Shuckers. Drew Thorpe gets the win, improves to a league best 7-1, and his ERA stays at 1.50, the best mark in the league, while Jacob Mizorowski falls to 0-1. Time to take a look at the Owaw Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Southern League and the Brewers organization. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Final from earlier, Pensacola falls by a 2-1 final of the Tennessee Smokies. Smokies at 25-18, while Pensacola at 23-20. Final from AT&T Field in Chattanooga, the Embraves win it by a 5-2 final over Chattanooga. The Embraves improved to 20-23 on the year. Chattanooga at 12-31. Elsewhere, Montgomery wins it 3-1 over Rocket City. Montgomery improves to a South Division best 24-19. They are now a game ahead of Pensacola, while Rocket City is at 21-21. Time to take a look around the Brewers organization. One game still in progress. They're through 5 innings at the complex in Maryvale. The ACL Brewers lead the ACL Padres by an 8-4 score. Finals from elsewhere. Let's start at the big league level. The Brewers get a win on what was deemed Sal Frelick Day by the city of Lexington, Massachusetts, his hometown, as the Brewers win it in Boston 7-2. The Brewers now at 29-21 on the season. In AAA, behind a dazzling start for the Nashville Sounds starter, Carlos Rodriguez, who was named Southern League Pitcher of the Year a year ago. He strikes out 8 over 6 innings. The Sounds get a 4-3 win over the Charlotte Knights thanks to a run in the bottom of the 8th inning. Elsewhere in High A, the South Bend Cubs defeat the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers 6-1. Wisconsin now at 27-16 on the season.
Meanwhile, the Carolina Mudcats get a big-time win, 12 runs, and they win it 12-4 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. The Mudcats now at 25-16 on the season. Final score from Shuckers Ballpark, 7-2. Birmingham wins it over Biloxi, but Biloxi back in action tomorrow. The righty T.J. Shook goes for the Shuckers, 2-5 with a 4.46 ERA, but he's been terrific at home. Meanwhile, the lefty Noah Schultz makes his double-A debut for Birmingham. First pitch at 6.05. The Shuckers tomorrow are transforming into the Biloxi Beach Chickens for the first time. They'll be decked out in Beach Chickens gear from head to toe. Make sure to come out to the ballpark early, as the first 1,500 fans of the ballpark will receive a pair of Beach Chicken sandals presented by the Beau Rivage. The Shuckers will also have a special post-game concert from Reed Foley out in the Corona Premier Tiki Bar after the game. Final score tonight, Birmingham 7, Shuckers 2. Drew Thorpe, the win, improves to 7-1. Mizorowski, the loss, falls to 0-1. We'll talk to you tomorrow, 6:05 first pitch, 5:50 pregame at the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.